This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Begin the begin, if you know what I mean. A little poetry, I thought would be a good way to start off this hour. How's the DJV program? Yes, yes, yes. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, what do you see on the horizon?
Well, crazy. I see the midterm elections are just about 60-something days away, and President Obama, former President Obama, over the weekend sort of got back in the headlines again when he eulogized the passing of John McCain. Now, according to all reports, former President Obama is going to dive into the midterm elections.
Really?
Missed him? Well, he's back. He's going to be giving a speech in Illinois where he's expected to urge Democrats across the country to vote, and he's addressing a problem that has plagued the party back in 2016. Just not enough Democrats showed up. They thought they were going to win. They didn't come to the polls. And even though he's kept kind of a low pro since leaving office, Obama says he's back and that this is going to be his new deal. He'll be hosting a series of speeches in not only Illinois, but he'll campaign in California, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. And some Democratic candidates, however, especially ones running in states where President Trump won by double digits, are asking President Obama to actually stay away. They think he might actually hurt his case. So while he's making himself available to most Democrats to help out on the campaign trail, not everybody's jumping to have him come their way.
Yeah. I wonder if this is in concert. One of the things, one of the reasons he, that being Obama, said that he took the $68 million from Netflix is because he didn't want to be another speech maker. He didn't want to go around the country collecting hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Until he's another speech maker.
Right. But I wonder if he's getting paid for any of these speeches that he will make on behalf of political, the opponents to whoever. I mean, is he speaking for people that are running fresh or people that are in office now that are in jeopardy? Is that
both?
Is there a list?
Mostly both? Key races that Democrats are looking at. Because keep in mind, there's a hit list of races both in the House and in the Senate that Democrats are really targeting because they'd like to flip and shift the power.
Yeah. Right.
So he is going to help some senators, and he's also going to be focusing even on congressional races because that would be a huge win for Democrats in the fall.
One of the things that I find most endearing as we continue to look at pictures and think about John McCain and what happened in the this last weekend's tributes to him is the continuing friendship that there seems to be this cuteness between George Bush and Michelle Obama. If you didn't see some of the video during the way it went on the pew where they were sitting, Obama, his wife, Bush, his wife, Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, and then some guy I didn't recognize, and then Al Gore and his wife. I don't know who the other guy was. But the point being that there's always seemingly this photo op with George Bush and Michelle Obama. You may have seen the one where Michelle Obama, George Bush, was sneaking some candy.
He offered her a mint or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's the way you watch him as he's talking to her while they're sitting in the pew, and the acknowledgement of each other, that is Bush and Obama, to what they said about McCain. But just the opportunity, it just seems it's cute. But it's something that even the news media want. Now they're looking for opportunities whenever the two of them are together to see them together and get the shot. It is, I don't know. I find it kind of cute. At any rate, that's the politics of.
It's always fun to see behind the scenes, real,
right.
You know, real
and
life.
And to see how well these two guys who are not on the same page politically get along now.
I also think it's kind of a reminder, too, as to their political class and what's acceptable, and then the outsider class. Because think about this. Think about how Obama, for 8 years, and this is not a hit on Obama, because I think every president does this, right? They look to the person before as, okay, well, we had all of these problems, so this is what I came in to have to deal with. Obama did that to Bush for 8 years. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bush still seems to be friendly, and he dances with Michelle, and he's handing her mints, and they seem to have this really this relationship filled with camaraderie. Enter Trump to that scene, and none of them like him. So it's just kind of an interesting dichotomy as to what's acceptable and what's not.
He has no personality, no charm, no personality, all that stuff. So we had this focus on McCain's funeral, but then on Friday there was the funeral for Aretha. And what I saw, what came out of it was...
That took a while.
A glum-looking Jesse Jackson. Obama spoke at that as well. And I think Oprah was there. I don't know, a whole bunch of people. Smokey Robinson said on social media that Ariana Grande's dress was inappropriate. I haven't seen the dress. Have you seen the dress? This would be...
I have not. I didn't get to... I was in hospitals that day. But I'll tell you, the one thing that stuck out to me, and I didn't see the service, I'm sure it was probably lovely because she, like John McCain, was also kind of the architect as to what she wanted.
Yeah.
She laid in state for, what was it, 3 days?
Three different outfits, one for each day.
Three outfits. She had the outfit changes, and oh my gosh, the picture I think that was probably the most famous was not the obviously of her body, but from the back of her head towards her metallic pink high heel shoes and her ankles crossed.
Yeah,
she went out like she wanted. That's for sure. Always the diva.
Yep. All right. So anyway, that's the discussion going on there. The only other political and quasi political thing that I saw of note is the debate over the White House holding back a number of pages of Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, who is up for the job at Supreme Court. He was in the Bush administration, and for whatever the reason, the White House and the Department of Justice said that those 100,000 pages were protected by constitutional privilege. What does that mean? They're not sending them on to the committee. It's 100,000
pages? That's one of the reports. All of his decisions, though, have been released to the Senate, and that was what has taken so long, is because there are 400, I think about 400 decisions that he's made. And get ready, if you thought McCain fever had been sweeping until today, starting later in the week, Kavanaugh fever will be sweeping because, oh yeah, that's right.
Well, the politics coming back into the picture, seeing Chuck Schumer say, by the way, Joe Lieberman at the funeral of...
I miss him, actually.
He was fabulous. Man, was he...
I always liked Joe Lieberman.
I did, too. And it, again, showed you the camaraderie, how everybody sort of got along. He kept looking at Lindsey Graham because the three of them had taken many trips.
Your best friends.
Many trips together, right, exactly. Anyway, so this guy was a lawyer for Bush who was tasked with shifting through all these documents related to Kavanaugh, said, well, these are not appropriate, you don't need them. And Schumer says, yeah, we do, we want them. So there'll be another standoff. But as you suggested, Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is set to begin on Thursday.
And I think he'll be confirmed.
I agree,
documents and things. I think it's just a lot of posturing.
Yep, it is more political posturing. 14 past the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, here we are, DJV Show, Jennifer and Doug and Kara. There's a new study out this week that suggests climate change could reach the point of no return in the year 2035. This is from the scientists are in the Netherlands. The study published in the European Geosciences Union Journal. And the fact that the Earth is not, or that the people of the Earth, or the nations of the world, are not combating pollution, not taking decisive action, that warming will go up and another 2 degrees by the time we hit to 2100, the year 2100, and it'll go up faster after 2035. So they say. I'm not sure where there are these people, and they're scientists, credible scientists, who say there is little time left before the targets become unfeasible given drastic emission reduction strategies. They take a shot at Trump because the coal stuff, but I mean, that's not really fair. Even though, yeah, he does want to get more coal in the atmosphere, America is far from the worst when it comes to coal pollution. The Chinese are the kings of that. The Chinese.
I look in California, not to interrupt you, but to speak to China and to Japan and some of the crud that comes over from them. We live in California. You do sometimes, Doug. You were here over the past weekend, and I talked about how I'm sniffling and sneezing, and the air looks disgusting. And California has the cleanest emissions ever. So I don't know.
I was sneezing, Jennifer.
I don't know if you can even say it.
All weekend long, and I haven't sneezed once. I got off the plane about 1:30 this morning and came back to the house. I haven't sneezed. I was sneezing on the plane. I was sneezing around my family. We went swimming on Saturday.
And I think the air quality looks awful, and it is ridiculous. In California, we are, it's like the Gestapo when it comes to emissions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder about that myself. So, speaking of the atmosphere, those of you who have wondered what it was that caused the diplomats in Cuba to get sick, sonic attacks, unexplained head injuries, that sort of thing, scientists are saying the ailments were caused by microwave weapons. Wow. 21 diplomats have been examined. They think the attacks were linked to microwaves.
You cook food in, though, right?
No. This is something that they just stick in the air like a gun.
Yeah.
And hand them in your direction. Right. Microwaves. Yes. Small, micro, i.e., small waves. 21 after the hour. No waves here on the DJB show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Those of you who are Steven Tyler fans, last April, he took a brief respite from his solo tour to cut a track at the Florence, Alabama Music Enterprise Studio in Muscle Shoals for a new compilation called Muscle Shoals, Small Town, Big Sound. Tyler put his own spin on one of the studio's most famous exports, brown sugar, done by the Bones back in 1969. I refer to the Rolling Stones as the Bones, Jennifer. You knew that, right?
I got that, yes.
You got that.
The Rolling Bones.
Went into the album Sticky Fingers, the Rolling Bones Sticky Fingers album. Tyler's version incorporates extreme guitarist Nuno Bettencourt, a gospel trio, and a blast of brass and piano by famed studio regulars. So let's hear what this sounds like, Kara. You're playing it, right? This was, by the way, recorded in the same studio Little Richard used prominently. Tyler said, we knew we wanted to respect and pay homage to the original version, but we also dared ourselves to make it our own. I had no idea the vibes would feel this good in these rooms at the Fame Studios. But just listen to this for a second.
The vibe.
Yeah. I don't like this at all. I think it's just noise.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. All right, let's listen to the original version of this, Kara, if we can, please. The Stones version of Brown Sugar. This is great stuff. But it's interesting who's on this album with Steven Tyler, although their representation of Brown Sugar doesn't show it. Willie Nelson is on it. Chris Stapleton, Leanne Womack, teaming up on Bob Dylan's Gotta Serve Somebody. Michael McDonald, I don't know, wonder this is such a bad album. He's on it. Yeah. And so anyway. All the artists on the album made the pilgrimage to the Fame Studios to record their vocals in person. You know, the way digital music is today, if you're participating in a musical event, that doesn't mean you have to be in the studio to do it. You can do it in another studio, and
yep,
they just
and
send
they blend
the file.
It together.
Right, exactly. Just they do all the
days of USA for Africa and all those things.
Right,
remember when everybody would be in the same room? That's gone.
Right. Don't have to do that. All right, let's move on to some music and some thinking about Dire Straits. Some of the former members of Dire Straits have announced a new tour. Let's see here. Alan Clark, percussionist Danny Cummings, guitarist Phil Palmer, former Yes member Trevor Horn, Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty. What, Steve Ferroni or Horn? Oh, Trevor Horn. No, okay. No, So they're going to start their first U.S. tour Thursday. Project grew out of Alan Clark's previous project, The Straits, which formed after Dire Straits when Mark Knopfler broke up the band back in 92. The DSL, Dire Straits Legacy Project, was born from our love and respect for the music of Dire Straits, they said, and to bring the music to fans who haven't been, well, been starved. I certainly feel like I can hardly make it because there's no Dire Straits music around. What about you, Jennifer?
I can barely make it.
I know, right. Anyway, they say they've had a lot of requests. We'll see how the ticket thing goes. They'll be playing one or two songs from a new album called Three Chord Trick, a couple of other tunes that they've been involved with. And they said, the members of the band said, we'll see you there. Presley, the original members of Dire Straits, not joining the tour and haven't been shy about voicing their thoughts regarding the formation of the new band. I said to them, if you're going to do it, will you please call it something else? A couple of members like John Isley. It would be like some people coming together and calling themselves the Stone.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured. 2 of those were in critical condition. and four passengers were reported missing. Of those four, we have a report now that it is one male and three females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just another radio program. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug. That's the D in the DJV Show. Jennifer is Jennifer Horn, who's here. Victoria is absent today. Kara Schillen is not part of D. We could call it DJV and C.
We need to.
And then people would say V and C, and that sounds like a D and C, and then
oh,
it gets kind of...
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some survey news. This one out today shows fewer Americans drive themselves to work than in the past 10 years. The average round-trip work commute for Americans is 52 minutes if you're commuting, up from 48 minutes 10 years ago. How about that? The average commute, think about that. The average commute for Americans who do have to drive or take a train or whatever it is that you used to get to work, 52 minutes. That's in each. No, it isn't. It can't be in each direction.
That's got to be total.
Yeah.
About 22 minutes each way.
Yeah. All right, so how do you get to work? Is my wife, with Jennifer and me, we have studios in our home. So we're going to have to drive at least to this job. Right, exactly.
I drive, my commute is at least 65 miles a day because I go, I have to go a 20-minute period to, you know, about 20 miles one way to work and then another about 25 miles the other way and then another 25 miles home. So
It's and it adds up. So think about how you get to work. Do you drive yourself? Do you ride with somebody else? Do you walk to work? How many people walk to work? Take mass transportation?
I'd be just walking all day if I walked to work.
Right. Yes, exactly. 77% say they drive themselves in this survey. 85% was the number 10 years ago. 6% use mass transportation, up from 4% 10 years ago. 3% work from home, which is up from 1% 10 years ago. So that's pretty interesting. Right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think...
When you think about how we spend our time.
I think there's a lot of people who try to carpool. I know in my area, a lot of people try to ride share when they go into work because traffic is such an issue in California. And then there's a whole other group of people who might use Uber or things like that. And then the public transportation doesn't play a huge role where I am because it's just not super convenient. But for bigger cities and smaller metropolitan areas like D.C. where Kara is or even in New York where Victoria is, obviously that's a huge way for people to get back and forth.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. It's weighted differently on those times. What were you going to say,
Kara? I know a lot of people who metro or take the bus in when metro is being a little finicky. You know, some stops have been completely closed near me for the last few months, so a lot of people have had to take the bus to get into work. But I'm kind of surprised if 52 minutes is the full round trip time, because I feel like if people are working during rush hour and live any or they work anywhere outside of the city that they live, then it takes at least, you know, an hour to get somewhere in the morning. It's just, if I were to commute at a normal time from where I live to where I work, it would take me like an hour and a half. Luckily, I don't drive at that time, so it only takes me a half an hour. But yeah, I know a lot of people who spend at least 2 hours in the car every day, which I never understand. If your commute takes that long, then just move somewhere closer. It doesn't seem worth it to spend that much time in the car.
A lot of people camp, schools and family, all that sort of
thing. There's a fellow I know who works in New York, works for a media company. He lives in Philadelphia, has been taking the train from Philadelphia to New York every day for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Imagine
Can't imagine.
That.
Don't want to imagine.
Philadelphia.
At least on the train, you can maybe take a nap or get some work done or something else. Yeah. But
both of those things, I think this guy does. But it's quite a... That's a ride, man. But there are people who love their jobs. I know people who live in New Hampshire who drive almost that much, live up in Concord or Manchester, New Hampshire, work in Boston and drive down the interstate, get stuck in that traffic. It happens, I think, in every major city. You're right. But it's
books
really,
on tape. That's the only way to go.
Right. Yep. Well, I remember when I used to have the morning program in Providence back in the dark ages, I'd get up, take my shower, leave the house about 3 o'clock. And because it was such a long, boring ride, it wasn't that long. It took me about an hour to get there. I would read a book on my way. I'd have one eye on the roadway. There's no traffic. And
you
I
would read a book while you were driving your car?
I read a book. I read books, magazines.
Doug, that, if I cruised by you with a book behind your steering wheel, I'd call the cops.
Really? Well, fortunately, you weren't around, and neither was anybody else at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was driving down there.
How could you even read? It was dark. I think you're making this up.
No, I had the car light on. No, I had light in the car. It was
God, so you drive with the light on in the car with a book behind the steering wheel? Boy.
Yeah, it was...
How do you possibly... I just don't understand how practical that
you're
is.
You're a danger.
I mean, really,
you're a menace.
You get through, like, half a sentence, and then you have to look up again, and then by the time you look back at the page, it's going to take you just as long to find where you were again.
No, I can focus back. My brain works in strange and wondrous ways.
But how do you get involved in the book at all? If you have to, do you just not look at the road?
Eye-brain coordination. That's it. The eye-brain coordination. I wasn't reading heavy stuff. I'm reading magazines.
It doesn't matter. You were distracted. Your eyes were off the road. Uh-huh. You could be reading Shakespeare or you could be reading the funny pages. It wouldn't matter.
Well, that's what I did. I don't know that it was the. I guess
did
what
you tell
is
your
it?
Daughter this? Did she let you do this?
Oh, she was at that time. Let's see. I was how old was Megan then? About 12, I think. Would have been in the.
Here's to hoping she was 80s. Never in the car when you were doing it.
It was the first job after I ran the. I took myself off the air to be the operations director of a radio station in Boston for a couple of years. And then I went back on the air, and I had worked in some pretty good stations, and then that slowed down. That was before, that was when I was working with CBS. And then I slowed down, ran this station, and then started my conversation talk career, hosting career, back up again. And the first job I had was in Providence. And then, I went to Palm Beach, and then I went to Cincinnati. So, but that was, I didn't have to read, the commute when I was in Cincinnati was across the street, because I lived, they put me up in an apartment building right across the street from the radio station, so I didn't have a long trek. But in those days, it was good not to have it, because I was doing this program, I was doing that afternoon program, and I had an event every day that I went to, kind of like you do, Jennifer, now.
Yeah.
So, here, there, and everywhere. So, it does, it's, that kind of stuff, I find... Every once in a while, that I, and I have all through my life, I love using my brain, but I also feel like I need a break from using it in a certain way. That's why being on the farm is such a great component to my life. Doing this, and this is my religion for 50-some-odd years, being on the radio has been a fabulous way for me to wrap myself around a career. But the farm has also been a way for me to relieve some of the pressures of doing that, although it's created other pressures for sure. It just is a way for me to change my brain, change up my brain. I don't know how many of you think about your brain and how it works, but if your thinking isn't clear and you're looking for a way to have your mind really be its best, I found over the years taking Prevagen was one of the great things. It really did improve my memory. It used to be an advertiser on the program a number of years ago. I don't know, Jennifer, you remember? 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, now I'm asking you to tax your brain.
Yeah.
Your memory.
Let's see how I do. Okay, lay it on me. Are you going to say Saroscan?
No, I am. Actually, you know, I'm thinking about Prevagen and how...
Well, yeah, but I remember this was important to your heart because you were told that maybe you might suffer some memory loss down the road and some things. And so Prevagen, I know you loved. And
yes. Well, that was... And thank you for remembering that. Speaking of memories and things, I was told about, heavens, what was it, 9 years ago? It was 8 or 9 years ago, maybe. It was a while ago. That I needed to look out because I had a brain scan, and in the scan there were some things the doctors who looked at the scope said, oh, well, this part of your brain, that part, they'd give me different things.
He's
to think
more
about.
Apt to read while driving these kinds of things. Right.
You're right, that stuff. So that's when I became familiar with Prevagen about the same time. And I started taking it, and I know it did great things. Maybe it made me feel better. I don't know. But I find that in these circumstances, why leave it to chance? If you're having issues, if your memory is a little bit cloudy, and you're interested in the healthiest of healthy brains, how your brain functions, I'm just suggesting it might be neat for you to try Prevagen if you haven't tried it for a while, because it really is something that improves your memory. It's good for your brain. And if you want to have, we all know that today we need to be thinking about things, focused a little bit better, have a clearer thought pattern, if you will. And Prevagen is kind of a cool way to get there. So, food for thought, literally and figuratively, on the DJV show at 45 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jen and Kara and Doug are here. So if you're in Florida, you've been seeing lots and lots of headlines and news covering the red tide, which is off Florida's coast yet again. People going to the hospital, to doctor's offices. Doctors say that they've seen more people with breathing problems this season. An allergy specialist, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, said that he'd seen 20% increases in patient numbers this summer because of the red tide. These are very toxic elements that somehow or other get into salt water, and then if you swim in it, it gets into your throat, your lungs, really bad yuckabunga stuff. I wonder if that's what you and I have. We've both been down there. I've never heard of red tide in California, but
I mean, I know I might be getting ready to have the red tide.
Well, I find
but I didn't know that would be something you had
coughing,
to deal with.
You and I both, for those who didn't, we both coughed all weekend. We didn't see each other. We weren't in touch. We just both sneezed and coughed.
To be fair, I was pretty sick last week, so
yeah,
I wasn't. It was maybe the tail end, but yeah, yep. I've definitely been itchy and sneezy, and there's something going on.
So anyway, the red tide has been back and forth. I didn't realize this, or I didn't remember it. Maybe I hadn't taken enough Prevagen. That the latest outbreak started in October of last year and got recently much worse. There's been a longer red tide season. Actually, Florida's had trouble with red tide since 2004, off and on, lasting sometimes for 17 months or more. So the
Karen,
governor.
How long has it been since you've been having trouble with the red tide?
Oh, I don't know. It's been like 12 years now or something.
Years,
yeah, years and years with the red tide.
All right, so you're making fun of me. I thought this was an interesting spin on things, but obviously you do not agree. Folks in Florida, you have our condolences.
Watch out below!
Stand before the hour. Thank you.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Now 53 after the hour, and as is our case, and as is the tradition, the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is here every week at this time. If you go to moneypit.com, you'll see that big picture, big, huge picture of Tom Kreidler. That's because he likes to see his picture in lights. So he's done a great job of promoting the Money Pit using his mug, and it's wonderful.
For radio.
Fabulous. That's right, exactly. All right. So our listener, Tiffany, who lives in Wisconsin, Tommy,
yep,
has a slow-running drain in her bathtub. No. So she tried using a bottle of the chemical, the usual suspects in the drain cleaner department, and the water now drains down a bit faster, but she hears a lot of gurgling sounds. Do you think somebody's buried in the pipes, or what's going on there?
I have a much simpler solution. First of all, I really like to avoid, if at all possible, chemical drain cleaners.
Focus bad for the environment.
First, but they're bad for the environment. They can be bad for your plumbing. They can splash up and they can burn you. So really prefer to use it. Have a much better idea as a first step, Tiffany, and that is if you own a wet, dry vacuum, shop vac as it's sometimes called, you can actually put that vacuum over the drain and draw the gunk up out of the drain. And
what a clever idea. I never thought of that even.
Yep.
Wow.
It works really well. You'd be surprised. What goes down will come back up.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with the tub drains, Doug, it's a lot of hair, you know, especially if you got girls in the house and have longer hair. That happens very, very frequently. And the vacuum will actually pull it right out.
Gross. All right, so what would happen, let's say your sink is plugged up and you have a garbage disposal. It wouldn't work for that, though, right? If you had a kitchen sink with a garbage disposal, probably
no, but typically garbage disposals don't get clogged, they get jammed.
Yeah.
And if that happens, they're going to probably turn off because there's a circuit breaker built in. So what you want to do is turn the power off. And then if you can look on the bottom of the disposer, you will find what looks like an Allen key.
Man, you are really a genius. I just had this problem, and I was going to, I didn't realize that, and I was going to call you, actually, what to do, and I found there was an Allen wrench, obviously the receptacle, the receiver for the Allen wrench, and I went down there, and it's a I think it was a half-inch Allen wrench.
It's a pretty big one, and sometimes they'll sell you one with a disposer, and it ends up thrown in the bottom of the sink, and you wonder why it's there for years until you need
right.
it. Yeah. If you put the key in, you can move the actual disposer back and forth until it frees up whatever's sticking in it.
Freeze
and
up.
Reset the breaker, and away you go.
In my case, it was having too many cherry pits in there.
That'll do it.
Down there. It certainly did do it. Yep. All right, so Tiffany, there is the solution for you. Get that shop vac out and clean out that bathtub drain. Take care of that. All right, the e-newsletter that comes every week from the folks who are putting together mostly Tom and his crew. The free Money Pit newsletter comes out. If it's a weekly newsletter, then folks, you're going to get it
every
week. So you have some Labor Day tips. Is there something about this time of year that is special and unique in terms of problems that people need help with?
Well, these are types of things that folks need help with all year long, but for this week's edition, we're featuring the top five easiest to clean countertops. We'll give you some advice if you're going to remodel your kitchen on what will be the best labor-saving countertops. We've also got six easy veggies to grow in fall. You know, it's not too late for some fall vegetables. We'll walk you through that. And starting to talk about extreme weather, which is just ahead, those heavy storms.
No, boo, cut that.
Yeah,
you
got to get ready.
Stop that.
No. So seven ways to get your house ready for extreme weather. Those are all in this week's edition.
The way I get my house ready for extreme weather is close it up and go to California.
Yeah. Let's put it all behind you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So let's look at one other problem here from one of the other listeners to the program. George would like to insulate his garage walls so he can work during the wintertime. Good for you, George. Stay home and you can take care of things for Tommy and me. Is it possible to cut a hole in the top of the wall?
Well, sort of. I mean, not for a bat, not for bat insulation, but what you could do is use blown-in insulation, George. Now, for a small project like this, you may be able to rent a machine to do this yourself at a home center, but basically you're going to blow in insulation from the top of the wall down to the bottom. You drill a hole at the top. There's a hole at the bottom, usually only about an inch and a half wide, and then the insulation is blown in. And what's important with this is to make sure it's blown in to the right density because it will settle, and if it's not packed in enough, you're going to get voids where you'll have some cold spots. So blown in insulation would be the way to do that. And, of course, make sure you check that garage ceiling. If it is over a roof and not the second floor, it will not be insulated, so you want to insulate that as well.
Ah, make sure you get plenty of insulation. Insulation is cheap, and it saves you a lot of money in heating and cooling. I think Tommy would agree with that. So sign up for the newsletter. Don't forget, at Money Pit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.